Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Starr counties. If you remember tuning in to December's episode, I talked about self-care routines during the cold winter months. I shared examples of health-promoting habits in the six dimensions of wellness, which includes the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, occupational, and social dimensions. Today, I would like for you to take a minute to think about the activities or behaviors that contribute to your summer self-care routine. Self-care is a way of living each and every day that incorporates health-promoting behaviors to keep you feeling motivated to accomplish your goals. If you're someone who likes to make lists, make sure self-care is at the top of all of those lists. Self-care looks different for everyone, but essential for overall well-being. Here are a few suggestions for your summer self-care routine. Number one, slow down. Summer is finally here and it won't be around for long. It seemed like a short spring and I have a feeling summer will be over in no time. With all of the festivities, sporting events, and get-togethers, it can be hard to find downtime for a little R&R. Whether you set aside 5 minutes a day or one night a week, make sure you take time to breathe and recharge your batteries. If you don't make the time for yourself now, you may wake up one day feeling dissatisfied and unfulfilled. My summer routine includes lots of fruits and veggies, midday walking breaks, and device-free evenings before bed. This routine keeps me feeling fresh and at my best no matter how busy my summer workload may be. Number two, fuel up with seasonal foods. A great thing about summer is all of the local foods you can find at the farmers markets. These foods are at their peak quality and packed with phytonutrients. Eating a wide variety of foods will help you maximize your physical well-being. Choosing more fruits and vegetables will also help you stay hydrated, since they are roughly 90% water. Is there a new food you've been wanting to try? Well, now is the perfect time to branch out with new flavors and recipes. My favorites this time of year include basil for pesto, honey, microgreens, the many varieties of tomatoes, and of course, blueberries. The market can also be a great way to boost your social well-being. Make it a weekly outing with friends and talk to some farmers for produce preparation tips. Number three, get out there and be active. We wait and wait for the weather to be nice, and when it's here, something always seems to eat up our time, or we make excuses why we can't find the time for the things we really want to do. Jot down a few things that you've been putting off and add it to your calendar. Be intentional with your time and don't let summer pass you by. Another great way to get active is to search online or in newspapers for events going on in your community. Outdoor movies, yoga in the park, concerts, and festivals are aplenty. Making fun plans will boost your mood and give you something to look forward to. Summer is a time for new adventures, exploration, and fun in the sun. There is not a one-size-fits-all self-care plan, so focus on the habits that you can master for optimal well-being. Use these ideas to create your own self-care checklist. Focus on new ways you can be active, get outside, and get involved in your community. Make this summer a season of self-care. For more information on self-care strategies, a self-assessment tool based on the six dimensions of wellness, and a recording of today's episode, visit wvik.org/wellness. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Starr counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and the Planning Center in Moline.